how things can change. In summer 2012, I stood outside my front door on a stunningly clear sunny morning, cheering with all my neighbours as the Olympic torch was carried by. In that flame and that joyous Olympics, London seemed to be sending a message to the world, a message of harmony and hope for the future, from a city which welcomed all, a city where people could come from all over the world to fulfil their dreams, a city which seemed to be the very symbol of a happy global future. London that year was a beacon. And yet, just 5 years on, a fiercer flame lit up London this summer, an unimaginably grim flame, which right now seems to have turned that message to ashes. This was the fire that entirely incinerated the tall block of flats known as Grenfell Tower in June, and killed more than 80 people in the most appalling and horrific way. Grenfell Tower was a council apartment block, a much-needed home for some of the poorest people in London, people squeezed by the relentless pressure of years of neoliberalism and Tory austerity, which has opened up an ever wider gulf between rich and poor here. When a fire broke out on the fourth floor, the 24-storey building went up like a torch as cladding attached to the outside proved catastrophically inflammable. Firemen and firewomen battled all night with extraordinary bravery to rescue those trapped on the upper stories. But even there, extreme heroism could not save many seen screaming in terror at the windows of their flats. The Grenfell Tower catastrophe could be called a tragedy. It was not a tragedy. It was a heinous crime, because it was not an accident but a foreseeable disaster. Police are currently investigating the possibility of bringing a charge of corporate manslaughter against the builders who installed the inflammable cladding. But whatever the legal case, this is almost a sideshow. No, this was a crime of murder by the rich against the poor. Just the most dreadful of many crimes inflicted on the vulnerable in our world in the name of austerity and free markets. Many who lived in Grenfell Tower were the ethnic minorities, the immigrants, the poor and disabled who have been relentlessly attacked over the last 5 years, both materially and emotionally, by the media who demonised them, by the government who reduced their benefits in the name of austerity, and by businesses who make millions of lives precarious with rock-bottom wages and zero-hours contracts. Their home in Grenfell should have been their one refuge in this difficult world. But in the name of free markets and money saving, the Tory government has purposely sidelined fire and safety regulations and so turned even this refuge into a death trap. Despite protests from the residents, the block had no fire escape, few fire extinguishers, few fire doors and few other basic fire safety measures. And the fire service didn't even have a tower tall enough to reach higher than the lower floors. And the cladding was installed on the cheap with inflammable materials to save money. The Grenfell fire should be a turning point, an event so dreadful that society says in unison, never again. We cannot live like this. We cannot allow the poor and vulnerable to be treated so shamefully. The neoliberal project and the unfettered free market work against the basic needs of our society, to feel safe and looked after. Regulations are needed to ensure basic standards of protection for all. Basic levels of material support are needed to ensure people's well-being. As the great lexicographer Samuel Johnson said 250 years ago, a decent provision for the poor is the true test of civilization. But will the message strike home, or will it be forgotten? In an emotional moment, some weeks after the fire, yielding to pressure, Prime Minister May promised all the survivors would be rehoused locally within 3 weeks. 2 months on, none has been rehoused, and May is on a month-long walking holiday on the continent.